Turning your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, Matthew chapter 8, and today I want to talk to you about the healing of the leper. I wondered what kind of graphics David would have for me today. Thank you, David. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. But I want to talk to you about the healing of this leper. All of us need the miracle working power of God. And I promise you that somewhere in your life, you will need a miracle. Somewhere in your life, you are going to find yourself a candidate for a miracle. And there is a pathway to miracles. And I want to look at this leper in Matthew chapter 8. He's found in other portions of the gospel. And how he used his faith to invest in a miracle. And what I want to tell you today is if this man's faith will work for him, then your faith will work for you. Hallelujah. We're reading from Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. When he, talking about Jesus, was come down from the mountains, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, now you pay some attention right here, see thou tell no man. He said, don't stop right now and tell anyone. Keep that in your mind. But go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Jesus said, don't stop and tell anybody about what has happened, but I want you to go, and I want you to let the priest take a look at you. I want you to offer the gift that Moses commanded for the people who are healed of leprosy, and this will show everyone that you've been healed. And my subject today is the healing of the leper. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for the anointed singing. Lord, for the praise, for the worship that you are here in the midst of us. We thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday and today and forever. And I thank you, Lord, as we glean these truths from this account of this leper that you heal, Lord, that we are going to receive healing in the house today. People watching by live stream and Facebook, Lord, they are going to get the miracle they've been searching for. And we praise you for the anointing, for a listening ear, and let faith rise in our hearts. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The Bible is full of miracles. And John tells us about these miracles in his gospel. And then he said, if all the accounts were written, the books of the world couldn't contain the miracles that Jesus did. He said, but these are written in this book that you might believe, and that believing you might have life through his name. John said, these things are written that you might believe, that faith may rise in your heart. Hallelujah. Many people think Jesus performed his miracles to prove that he was the Son of God. No, he didn't do that. Jesus knew who he was. Hallelujah. He performed his miracles because he had compassion. He performed his miracles because he had love. And the miracles are in the Bible. They are put there to show us how to believe, how to release our faith. Jesus performed thousands of miracles, but only a few of these miracles are in the Bible. So how and why did God choose to put certain things in the Bible? There are about 37 or 40 major miracles that are listed in the Bible. And God chose these special miracles thinking about the suffering, the sighing, the crying, the dying humanity of all ages. He chose to put what was in the Bible, and he chose special miracles that would show you how to believe and how to release your faith and how you can touch God. If one of them doesn't fit your case, guess what? Another one will. If one of them doesn't touch you and meet your need, another one will. If one of them doesn't reveal Jesus to you and his healing power and his miracle working power, another one will. But the Bible put enough of these and has enough of them in the Bible to show someone the path that's in the pathway of life, how to get your miracle from God. And I believe that God, in his providential knowledge, that he has us here today, yes, to hear the word of God that's going to show you how to get your miracle in your life. Now, here is one of those miracles that I want to talk about. The Bible says Jesus came down from the mountain and a great multitude followed him. Look at Matthew 8 and 1. Look at that. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And if great multitudes followed him when he was here on earth, if we will preach the same Jesus that is identified as the one that was here on earth, great multitudes will follow him today. Amen. Can I get an amen? Am I preaching to the right crowd this morning? Hallelujah. See, if we will preach this same Jesus, people will believe. I believe that with all my heart. And because of his compassion and his love, Jesus Christ will heal thousands and save thousands that will come to him today. Glory to God. Yet today, many churches, today, Jesus is hidden behind the curtain of religion. It happened in his day. It happens in our day. Many times he is hidden behind this curtain and that curtain and this denominational belief and this denominational doctrine until all we have left is a denominational Jesus. I'm not looking for a denominational Jesus. I'm not looking for a religious Jesus. I am looking for the Jesus that is in this Bible. Hallelujah. Is that who you're looking for today? And we're tearing down the curtains of unbelief and we're tearing down religious curtains so that people of the world can see Jesus, the Bible Jesus, just as he is. And when they see the Bible Jesus, they will follow him because great multitudes followed him. He's a healing, compassionate, loving, delivering Jesus, and great multitudes followed him when they saw him. God spoke to me, said, wherever Jesus went, when he was on the mountains, the crowd gathered. When he was at the seacoast, the crowd gathered. When he was at Capernaum, the crowd gathered. Wherever Jesus was, a crowd of people came to him, and Jesus is in this house. And I'm expecting this church to grow and grow and grow and keep on growing, and we're going to have to tear out some walls and do some building. But go and praise God, because the Jesus of the Bible is in this house, and we are seeing more and more of his manifestations. Amen. Let me talk to you about this leper and how he got healed. Now, if you will do what the people in the Bible did with Jesus, then you will get the same results that the people got from Jesus. If you will do what the people in the Bible did with Jesus, you will get the same results that the people in the Bible got from Jesus. Point number one. He came to Jesus. He came to Jesus. He came to where Jesus was. You see, a lot of people say, if I can get to brother so-and-so, if I can get to the place where supernatural things are happening and angels are being manifested, if I can just get somewhere like that, no. You're not coming to a certain person. You're not coming to some denomination. You're not coming to some church. If you do, you won't get anything. So he came to the right source. The Bible says he came to Jesus. Hallelujah. See, a lot of people want Jesus to help them, but they don't want to come to him. Some people say, oh, brother, I've just been so bad. I'm such a bad sinner. I've just lived such a wicked life. I'm so unworthy. That's all right. You're qualified. You are qualified for a miracle because Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he has qualified you. Look at Isaiah 53 and 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. So first of all, he deals with the most important issue, the sin issue. He was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities. Then he deals with the soul of man. When your mind is being tormented and you have no peace, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Then he brings it right on down and breaks it down to the physical body. Woo! Hallelujah. And by his stripes, we are healed. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Christ died for the ungodly. He took our sins and our iniquities upon himself. He died for the ungodly, and it does not matter how far you've gone out into sin or how bad your case may be. Jesus can touch you, and when he touches you, your life will be changed forever. So this leper came to Jesus, and what did he do? He worshiped him. I see people sitting in church, the music is going on, and they're facing book and going through games and doing certain things. My God, can you give him an hour? Can you come to church and just worship him? Can you put everything out of your mind? Say, glory to God, I'm going to church. I'm going to get in the presence of Jesus. I got a need, and I'm not going to let the devil slip me a Mickey Finn by taking my brain and putting it somewhere else. I'm going to lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence comes my help. I'm going to take an upward look. Hallelujah. Abraham saw the place afar off. The Bible says he took an upward look, and that was some people that went with Abraham and Isaac to Moriah, and he said, you stay here with the donkeys. Said, you can't go where we go. We're going. Said, we're going up yonder on that mountain, and we're going to worship God, and then we're going to come back. Hallelujah. He knew he had to offer that boy. He said, but I'm going up there. I'm going to worship him, and when I worship him, God is going to take care of this situation, and we're going to come back. Go and praise him. Hallelujah. For you can snap back. Hallelujah. Come back from your, you can snap back from your comeback. I get it right. Hallelujah. So number one, he came to Jesus. Number two, he worshiped him. He worshiped him. He worshiped him. He fell down and worshiped him. You see, there is power in your worship. When this leper fell down before Jesus and worshiped him, he was saying, Jesus, Jesus, I submit my life to you. Jesus, I give you my life. Here I am. I fall down on my face, Lord, and I worship you. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the King of Kings. You deserve my worship, and I worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. You're the Son of the living God. I'm just a created being with a great need. And Jesus, here I am. And Jesus, I'm here to worship you. I'm going to give you some praise. I'm going to give you some thanksgiving. I'm going to give you some glories. I'm going to give you some hallelujahs. I'm going to give you some thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Rimosha, he is God as a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Head knowledge won't get you a thing from God. Get serious about your commitment to God. Fall down and worship him, and your miracle will show up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now you're praising God good now. Hallelujah. See, if you want a miracle, begin to worship God. Begin to bow down before him. Begin to yield to him and give your entire life to Jesus. And say something like this: Jesus, I've lived my own life. I've done my own thing. I've gone my own way. I've lived for myself, for the world, for the devil, and for the flesh. But now, Jesus, I have changed. I'm coming to you, and I'm bowed down before you. I am submitting my life to you, Lord, and I worship you. I give you everything, oh God. I submit all that I am or ever will be to you, Lord. I worship you. I want you to notice this man who was worshiping Jesus and what he did. He had leprosy. He had leprosy, and that was the worst disease of that day. It's like having AIDS today. He had an incurable disease. Now, Luke was a medical doctor, and he puts it this way. He was full of leprosy. You see, that's Dr. Luke talking. That's the doctor's report right there. He was full of leprosy. Now, look at Luke 5 and 12. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. It's Luke talking. Who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If you want to, Jesus, you can make me clean. And the Bible says Jesus was moved with compassion. What moved Jesus? It was his compassion. He was moved with pity, with heartfelt tenderness and compassion. It was his love. That's what nailed him to the cross. God allowed it. Because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus was moved with compassion. I want you to know God knows all of your battles. God knows all of your dark hours. God knows all of your troubles. He knows all of the things that bother you. God knows all about that. He even knows the thought and intent of our hearts. He knows all about it, and he is moved with compassion towards you. You may not be in church today. You may be watching by a live stream. You may be so discouraged, but I want to tell you, God knows all about you. And God is moved with compassion. And that's why you're listening today. That's why you're here today. Because God wants you to hear about his love and his great mercy and his amazing grace. Hallelujah. And Jesus reached out, moved with compassion, and he touched the untouchable. I said he touched the untouchable. Have you ever felt that way? Some people, they've done so many wrong things, disobeyed God, they've run from him, they've blasphemed him, they've cursed his name, and they've done so many terrible things, and they say, he doesn't want to have anything to do with me. How could anyone care about me? I'm so untouchable. I want you to know something. Jesus cares, and Jesus cares about you. Hallelujah. And Jesus will touch you. Yes, he will. I know he'll touch you. That's my testimony. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. I was blind and oh so lonely, but now I can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me. But since he touched me, I now am free. Woo! Glory to God. See, he wants you to be free. He wants you to be free to worship. He wants you to be free to praise him. He wants you to be free to dance. Some people say, I don't dance. Well, if you've never danced in the Holy Ghost, you've been cheated in your Christian experience. Can I get a witness out there? Woo! Hallelujah. Don't let the devil rob you of any blessing that comes from the glory world. Take it all and enjoy it. Hallelujah. The devil was telling him, said, it's just too late. It's too late for you. You're an outcast of society. Nobody wants to help you. But this man was desperate in his faith. I love his faith. And he just kept on coming. This man was untouchable. But Jesus touched him. Look at Mark 1:41. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Jesus said, I will. The leper said, if it be thy will. Jesus counseled every if when he said, I will. Hallelujah. For every generation, Jesus counseled that if. And his word is forever settled in heaven. Jesus said, I will be thy made whole. That is the only place in the Bible that I told you I'm going to pull back some walls and some curtains today and some denominational beliefs and some things that religion has taught. Amen. That is the only place in the Bible that it says, if you will, you can. Jesus prayed, if thou be willing, let this cup pass from me. He's got to go to the cross. But regarding you and me, religion has made a doctrine out of that if. And they say, well, you got to pray if it's God's will. If you read this book, praise God, I promise you one thing. You will find the will of God. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. Jesus said, I will. Several translations say the leper said, Jesus, you can make me whole if you want to. And Jesus said, I want to. I like that. I want to. Jesus said, I want to. And then Jesus does the most wonderful thing. Here's a man that is full of leprosy. He had to stand far off, far away from the crowd, and he had to cry out, unclean, unclean, don't come near me. I've got leprosy, unclean, unclean. And people would scatter like flies. But when he came to Jesus, woo, Jesus, woo, hasha, ramoko shataya, hallelujah. When he came to Jesus stood still. Hallelujah. Look at this in Matthew's gospel. Well, hallelujah. I'm missing a page here, but Jesus stood still. Glory to God. I tell you what, when you put them together and you rehearse them and you go over them and over, but Jesus stood still. And he said, look at Matthew 8:3. It says, Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. He touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. And the Bible says, immediately his leprosy departed and he was made whole. Now, thank God for instant miracles. We've seen many of them in this place, but they don't always come that way. Sometimes they just begin when faith is exercised. I'm convinced that more people are healed by their own faith than any other way. We've seen so many times that God heals people instantly. But then you have what's called the trial of faith. Amen. The trying of your faith is much more precious to God than gold that perished it. And after you've done the will of God, you'll receive the promise. What is the will of God? But without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. We've seen God do it so many times. But sometimes you just got to hold on, and I mean just fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of what you're after. Glory to get God's word and just lay hold of it and just start praising God and start worshiping God for your healing until your healing is manifest. Look at Hebrews 10:36. For ye have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. The will of God is that you believe. That's the only time. You don't need to ask what is your will when it comes to your healing. The will of God is that you believe the promises of God, that you put them in your heart, you confess them with your mouth, and you believe that God is a good God and that God will heal you and that God will meet your need. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Sometimes the healing is not manifested immediately, but it begins, and it begins in the realm of faith. Hallelujah. And you just hold on to that word that God has given you. But the main thing is the miracle's on the way. Faith may not have gotten here yet, but I guarantee you if you come to this church, faith is on the way. Woo! It may not have caught you yet, but faith is on the way. Because we're going to preach the Bible, Jesus. And all you got to do is believe like the people in the Bible believe, and you can get your miracle from God. Just the way they got their miracle from God. Amen. So number one, he came to Jesus. Number two, he worshiped Jesus. And then thirdly, he obeyed the Lord. Jesus touched him. And immediately, his leprosy departed. Now, I want you to notice what Jesus said to him. He said, go show yourself to the priest, and I want you to offer the gift of the sacrifice that Moses commanded. Look at Matthew 8:4. I'm coming from Matthew's gospel. We were studying in Sunday school today in Luke's gospel. And you have to look at all of it to get the complete picture. Everything, everywhere you can find it in the Bible, look at it, read it. Amen. And study it and release your faith, because there's something in each of these accounts for each and every one of us. Matthew 8:4. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto him. Now, the Lord is interested in our giving, us giving our testimony. He wants you to tell people what he has done for you. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Glory to God. Many of you that are listening to me, God has been so good to you. I'm looking at one right now, Beth Ellis. God saved her life in an automobile accident. There are others of you, God has healed you and has saved your life in so many ways. He has delivered you in so many ways, and some people, they never stop and give their testimony. And some people, I say, they like, I prayed for them outside the church and seen million-dollar miracles. And I could take you to them, and they'll tell you how I prayed for them, and God healed them instantly. It's something about them that are lost when they feel the manifest power of God flow into them. Their faith is just released. And we come sit in church, and we're covenant children. We sit here like a bunch of dead heads on a log somewhere, you know, and never release our faith. I said you got to worship him. You got to praise him. You got to thank him. You got to love him. You got to live for him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Make him Lord of all, and he'll show up in every area of your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord's interested in our testimony. He wants you to give your testimony. He wants you to tell it on the mountain. He wants you to tell it in the city. He wants you to tell it in the field. He wants you to tell it everywhere you go. He wants you to testify about what Jesus has done in your life. I'm looking at a house full of miracles right now. Every one of you ought to go out and tell the world and fill this church up by next week. Glory to God. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. I was lost and undone. I was on my way to a devil's hell. And all of a sudden, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he came to me. He touched me. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Glory to God. He translated me. God did out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom I have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. My name is written in the Lamb's book of life. I'm a child of God. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm going to a city, glory to God, where the angels are caretakers. I'm going to heaven, glory to God, because the blood of Jesus has qualified me, and I'm on my way. Woo! Glory. Go on, praise him. Praise him in the Holy Ghost. Make it feel a lot better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's take a standing ovation and praise the King. Glory, glory. Didn't he give you that business? Didn't he give you that home? Didn't he give you that wife? Didn't he give you those children? Didn't he give you that automobile? Didn't he give you those clothes? Didn't he put food on your table? Glory, 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 glory. Somebody touched him. Jesus reached out and touched the untouchable and changed him forever. Glory to God. He said, go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded. You see, all the people that Jesus healed while he was here on this earth, he healed them on the basis of what he was going to do on the cross in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Jesus was at Peter's house, and Peter's mother-in-law was sick. And he healed her. She had a fever. And I'm convinced that many of the things we have, they're infirmities in their spirits. He spoke to that fever. One account says, and it departed. It obeyed his voice. She got up and ministered to the Lord. But the crowd found out that Jesus was there. And the Bible says, when the evil was come, they brought on him many that were sick and oppressed of the devil. He cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that was sick. And look at this. Here it is, Matthew 8:17. I want you to see this. This is the best commentary you will ever find on Matthew, on Isaiah 53. This is the Holy Ghost commentary right here, Matthew 8:17. He healed them that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sickness. In other words, Jesus said, I'm going to heal you on the basis of the cross. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to bear your sins. I'm going to bear your sickness. I'm going to bear your pain. And I will heal you on the basis of what I'm going to do. He was born in a manger to die on a cross. Every one of these sacrifices that we read about in the Bible, they point to Jesus. And every one of these sacrifices, they were fulfilled by Jesus. Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded. And that's exactly what this leper did. He obeyed the Lord. Now, when you read Luke's account, it looks like immediately he started, the crowds went. But watch, stay with me. Leviticus 14 and 1. This is what Moses said. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing, in the day that he gets healed. He shall be brought unto the priest. That's exactly what Jesus told him to do. And the priest shall go forth out of the camp. And the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed, or for him that is declared healed, two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. The most common type of bird that day that was used was a sparrow. So you have two birds of the same kind. And these two birds, one of them represents the leper, and the other one represents Jesus. Two birds of the same kind. Jesus humbled himself, became a man. And so Jesus came to this earth to become like you and me. He is the Word that was made flesh so he could meet every one of our human needs. Jesus could never be our substitute. He could never be our sacrifice until he became a man. He's called the Son of God, and he's called the Son of Man. The Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all points just like you and me, yet without sin. The Bible says we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. So Jesus is touched with every need that you have. He endured everything that he endured on that cross as a human being. Our sins, our sickness, our disease, our pain. Now I want you to notice what the Bible says. Leviticus 14 and 4. Then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed. The priest shall command that one of the birds be killed. In an earthen vessel over running waters, Jesus lived his life in an earthen vessel. He became like you and me. He lived in a human body, just like you and me. One bird was to be killed. One bird represents the leper. One bird represents Jesus. One bird shall be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. Now look at Leviticus 14 and 6. As for the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood. In the blood of that bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose in the field. He is to redeem him and then loose him in an open field. That's exactly what Jesus did for you and me. He came to represent that bird, the bird that was to be killed. He came as a sparrow, but but he came as a human being. He became just like us. And now here's one, a leper who would die of leprosy, but now Jesus has cleansed him. How was he cleansed? Why was he cleansed? He said, take that bird and kill it, and take the blood and sprinkle it on the other one, and let the other one go free. That, my friend, is exactly what Jesus did for you and me. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you today that you don't have to die in your counsel. You don't have to die in your sickness. You don't have to die with that awful disease that is in your body. You don't have to die with that awful sin that has its clutches on you. Jesus was crucified. Jesus shed his precious blood. And if his blood is on you, praise God, you can go free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You can go free because Jesus has already come. Glory to God. They were looking for Jesus to come, but Jesus has already been to the cross. And the Bible says in Isaiah 53, surely he's borne our sicknesses and carried our pains, our sorrows. With his stripes we are healed. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray, but we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. See, Jesus is the miracle worker, but he wants you to testify of your miracle. He told that leper, he said, go show yourself to the authorities and prove your healing. And then testify based on what I'm going to do on that cross by shedding my blood and sprinkling it over your life. Peter talks about the sprinkling of the blood. Hallelujah. Has the blood been sprinkled on your heart? Has the blood been sprinkled where that pain and that sickness and that disease is? Has the blood been applied? I want to tell you something. All the promises of God are yes and amen. It's to be spoken by us to bring glory to God. And if Jesus Christ has brought you out of darkness, if he has purchased your soul with his own blood, if your spirit has been born again, I want to tell you that every promise of God, every story in this Bible, it belongs to you. Salvation belongs to you. Deliverance belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. The baptism in the Holy Ghost belongs to you. Everything Jesus did on that cross, praise God, and in his burial, his death, and his resurrection, it was done with you and with me and was suffering humanity in mind. He was a man who was untouchable, and Jesus touched him. There's so many people that believe in Jesus in their head. And they go to church and they live some type of religious life. Some people here like that today. Some of you are not. But really what I'm asking you, has the blood of Jesus been sprinkled on your heart? Have you ever really been born again? For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Jesus saved us by his amazing grace. He even gave us the faith to be saved. And the same way you appropriated that faith by hearing about Jesus, the Bible Jesus, is the same way that you get your healing. You hear about Jesus and his miraculous power. And if you are saved, then all of his promises belong to you. God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. When I see the blood, I'll heal you. You got a blood covenant, church. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all disease. And God wants you to have a miracle. God wants all of us to have a miracle. And there is a pathway to miracles. Hallelujah. Just come to Jesus. Come with all your heart. Come with all you need. Fall down and worship him. And say, Lord, I now understand and I declare, it is your will to heal me. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I promise you something. When he touches you, you will never be the same. Hallelujah.
He touched me.
Oh,
he touched me.
Let him touch you now.
And oh,
come to Jesus. Bring your knee to Jesus.
Flood my soul.
Come and worship him. Come and fall down like that leopard did. Say, Lord, I missed it somewhere.
And
I've heard it today. I'm going to worship my way through to my miracle.
Touch me. And he made me.
Just release the faith that's in your heart. Reach out. Reach out and touch him, and he'll touch you. I promise you that. If you will reach out to touch him, he will reach back. Woo! And touch you. Glory.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Come on in close so everybody can get into this altar. Bring your need to Jesus. Come and pray for these others. Everybody come. Come and worship him. Don't stay back. James, come on up and get your miracle. I'm going to anoint you and pray for you, James. Hallelujah. Brother Robert, where are you, Brother Robert, while he's making his way here? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Where's James? Let James through. Here comes a great need.
And shame.
Reach up to touch him, James. Just lift your hands to heaven. To heaven. I anoint you in the name of Jesus. I command healing into this back. Loose him. Let him go in Jesus' name. Now just praise him for it.
I am no longer
the same. Glory.
Woo!
That's it. That's it. Take it. That's it, brother. Take it. Take it. Take it.
He
touched
me.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And
come here, brother.
The joy.
Come here. Put your hands
soul.
Up to heaven. Lord, you've done so much for my brother. You've touched him in so many ways.
Something.
Take care of that thing he needs the most right now. In Jesus' name, I praise you for it, Lord. You know what he's been praying about. You've heard his cry out there, Lord, on that farm, crying out to you. You've seen him in the early hours praying and calling out. Thank you, Lord, for supplying that need. Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for families. I pray for homes. I pray, Lord, for children. Wayward children, God. Children that
are
outside, Lord, the ark of safety. But Lord, your hand is there. You're there, Lord. You're there to take care of our children. You said, believe on the Lord Jesus. Brother Robert, come on. I've been looking for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lift them the best you can.
This
step I preached about,
he
had an incurable disease. Dr. Luke said he was full of leprosy. That was the doctor's report. And he came to Jesus. And everybody told him there's no hope. But he put his hope and he put his faith in Jesus. And he said, Jesus, look at me. Say, Jesus. Say this, Jesus, I want you to make me whole. I've heard it. And I know it's your will. So I will receive my healing. When hands are laid upon me, in the name of Jesus, I will be made whole. Be healed in Jesus' name. Take it. Woo! Glory. Holy Ghost, manifest the glory. Manifest the glory, Holy Ghost. Thank you for that miracle. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory. Touch me.
Oh, he touched me.
This leper in this story, he didn't come to some preacher. He didn't come to some denomination. This leper, he made his way to Jesus. He didn't come with a hope, so he came and made his way to Jesus, knowing Jesus had the power. He said, if you want to, you can, Jesus. Jesus said, that's why I'm here. I want to. And Jesus says, woo!
touched
glory,
me.
Glory, be made whole.
And he made
glory. Yes, that's right. That's right, Robert. Take it all. Hallelujah. 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 Rabosite, Rabaya, Kabaya, Shamaya. Holy Ghost. Woo! Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
The Lord of guilt.
Jesus.
And
Jesus.
Shame.
Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Jesus.
The Son of the living God. Counsel, listen to me. I'm talking to you in the name of that Jesus that stripped the devil of his power, made a show of him openly, and triumphed over him. I'm talking in the authority of that Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Woo! Glory. That's it. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship your way through to your miracle. Glory. 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 Excuse me. Father. Woo! Yes, Lord. Sister Sheila. Yes, Lord. Reaching out for her need, for her miracle, for somebody else's miracle. Glory.